And with the deepest gratitude for life, we take a breath. Breathing in this life-giving oxygen that is always available, plentiful, willing to source us, to fuel us, to breathe us. And so we accept it, this gift. And we breathe in deeply, and when we exhale, we release all that which is no longer needed. And this is our gift to the Mother, Pachamama, and to this cosmic energy. It's the process of breathing in new beginnings, new life, new potential, and releasing perfectly all that is old, stale, or has been perfectly used up. This is the most beautiful exchange. And as you flip your hands, placing the other palm on top, you now breathe in more consciously. Breathe the energy from this entire world that's abundant and plentiful. The sunlight, the breeze, the vibrant green light surrounding us in the trees, the plants, and the grasses. Everything is made of light, and you are breathing in this light from this plentiful, abundant gift of the Mother. And as you exhale, you're giving her everything that is ready to return, everything that is used up, everything that is old, letting it go now. And flipping your hands one more time. As you're breathing in, breathe in more light, higher light. Breathe in from the realm of the sun. And let go of the darkness within you. Naturally. No effort, no burden, just through the exhale. It's an easy process. And breathe in deeply the foundation, the deepest roots. Breathe in all the nurturance, all the sustenance from the soil, from the underground waters. Breathe it all up and in. There's so much available here, now, so much life. Breathing it all in perfectly. The body knows exactly what to do with it, and the light body knows how to use this light. And with every exhale, be generous. Your body and your light body knows exactly how to release that which is old. Letting it go, everything not needed. This is the wisdom of your system operating. Join it consciously. Witness and breathe deeply. How much light would you like to receive now? What newness? What new life would you like to breathe in now? And what would you like to exhale? Your wisdom knows what this is, so your job is to breathe in strongly and to exhale freely. It's easy, this process. And while you breathe with your hands on your heart, what you're recognizing is that you are made of love, that there is a harmony always available. And this is now being communicated through your beautiful physical heart and your energetic heart, speaking to the brain in your head, to the brain in your belly, the brain and every cell, letting the wisdom now speak freely about harmony, the plentitude of love and peace. Be generous in this conversation. The more harmonious the body gets, the more open the energetic system is, the more light that travels through you. All of the fertilizer, all of the vitamins, all of the food offered by the earth, breathe it in to your own most beautiful garden. Letting go of all the waste, all the old ideas, all the heaviness, the burden, naturally, just with the exhale. There's no thought here. This is easy. Breathing in the light and the breeze, the bird song, the flow of the waters, the laughter and communion of humanity. Breathe that in. It's easy. And it's here. You have an opportunity, if you choose, to imagine, sense, or experience yourself sitting upon the earth, laying upon the earth, or walking. If you'd like to immerse yourself in water or climb a tree, whatever comes to you is perfect. But come into nature somehow, in the most comfortable way for you. And settle in here. Let the body settle and rest upon the mother as you breathe. Open now, for there is more harmony available to you. There has been great heaviness within you throughout your life and in this world throughout its existence. There is a great burden that humans carry just simply by living in a challenging space. Children, teenagers, adults, and the wisdom keepers. Everyone has experienced challenge and burden. That is part of the human experience. Recognizing that there is also great joy, harmony, light, and peace. And at times, that seems to take the back seat. So let us bring it forward to wash through the memory held within the body, within the energy system. Let's wash the lifetime of growing up human. Let's wash through every burden and challenge, every hurt and wound, all the heaviness carried innocently, unconsciously, as well as within your awareness. But let's wash it now. This is the offering of the mother. She who loves freely, who offers life in every moment, she who wishes to wash these burdens. Wherever you are, sitting, resting, walking, floating, flying in nature is perfect for this activity. And you already know the action that she uses, so breathe in deeply. For as you breathe in deeply, the light will come through the trees and the breeze, through the insects buzzing, through the water flowing, through the light reflecting. Your only task is to breathe. Take it in. And it's easy. And every exhale, your system knows exactly what to release. It's simple, no thought. Allow your physical body now to rest a bit more. Engaging the breathing, if you would like more light, invite every pore to open. And let the light come in through the body, washing every organ and gland, every muscle and bone, every fluid, every structure, every flowing pathway of light. Let it wash and untangle the light as it flows. Let it cleanse that which is held within each cell. Let the memories open and breathe them out. No need to review them, choose them. Trust the wisdom of your own being. Let the color and the sound and the movement of nature wash through your being now. Enjoy this in the silence, this breath. What do you hear? How does it feel? What is the temperature like? Even with eyes closed, what does the light and color of this natural world look like? Open your senses more. Let your fingertips feel where you are. Let your ears open and listen. This is the harmony of the natural world. Imagine that you could sink a little more deeply into the holding of the mother now. Breathe deeply, breathe the light through, let it wash your system and experience the embrace, the holding of this natural world of Gaia, Mother Earth, Pachamama. Rest now, you are tired. How is this holding appearing for you now? Let go. When you recognize that the challenges of growing up human are universal, that each and every blossom in the mother's garden carries burdens. Those whom you know the best, those that you are closest to, carry burdens and secrets that you do not know of. And you yourself carry burdens that you yourself do not know of. They're buried deep within your memories, within your bones, within your energy. Breathe them out now. There is no need to dredge up the pain of life. Let the mother take it with every out-breath. Can you rest here so deeply? And perhaps hold such a compassionate view of yourself. You are a wonder. You have come through so many cycles in this garden. So many endings and new beginnings, so many rising from the ashes, and so much carrying of past burdens, and yet you walk and look for the beauty. You reach for another to help or to receive help. You are a wonder. And yet you do not rest enough. There is a time and it has come, like you are doing now, to allow the body and the mind and the memories to rest in the mother. It is so easy. The perfect season, choose your time of day and sit and rest, meander, observe. Leave the computers and the phones and the books and the journals and the music and the conversations and the to-doing aside. Find a new perspective. What would happen if you laid upon the grass, if you slept beneath a tree, if you walked a new path, if you sat in the shade or baked in the sun, with the simple intent to breathe and let your beautiful body rest? You have carried so much. And in this great time of unrest, there is such potential, such wonder in the pain of humanity, in the fear that has arisen, in the manipulation and the harm, in the trepidation of the uncertainty, in all of it. It's all familiar to you. For each of you has walked these individual paths. It is all familiar. You are wise and experienced. You have come through so many cycles. You have been helped and you have risen yourself by your bootstraps and by the internal strength and the invisible helpers. You are experienced, wise. You have all that it takes to come through everything. And yet, you worry and carry the burdens. It is time to rest so deeply, to recognize the plentitude offered through the breath, to open your eyes, to look closely at what crawls in the grass, what it feels like to touch a flower, as if you were walking into this world, a newborn. You have spoken of this. You have written of this. You have intended this. You are being invited to live this. You know how to breathe. You know how to look, to touch, to sit, to lay, to walk, to float. And the question is then, why are you engaged with the mind that is your own, with the mind of the world brought through technology? Why is it you are not engaged so fully with the mind of light, the mind of magic, the mind of love and harmony and peace and inclusion? Why are you not breathing the intelligence freely, which knows exactly how to move you, live you, walk you, rest you? It knows when you are to be active or an activist. It knows when you are to enter or retreat. It knows how to do every task, the washing of the dish, the caring for the elderly. It knows exactly how to shop for food, how to read a book and enjoy the relaxation, how to come together in community, how to deal with the discomfort of life. And life now is uncomfortable. This is the time that the mother says, if you truly wish to be that change, that light, that love, then come to me. Rest and breathe here. Get your head out of the book, out of the phone, even out of the conversation, out of your journal. Come out of the world in order to be in it. You must first rest, for you are tired. It is so easy, this breathing, this cleaning, this light washing. And in it, what occurs is the brightening. There is an opening now for more light. And it's your choice how you breathe now. There is more here than you can even imagine, and it is all for you to breathe in. Wash your system. This is a light of wonder. It is beyond the imagining. It is the potential that you speak of or point to. But it is beyond description. Rest and breathe. And now, if you choose, you may invite those that you pray for. Invite them to where you are. Let them lay with you, sit upon the grass, walk, float, or fly. Call them, all the blossoms in the mother's garden, they can hear you. Breathe now and call them. Nothing to do but ask them to join you. They know how to breathe, and the wisdom knows what it's doing. Spend some time now with the mother breathing with this light. Every time that something comes within you, call it. Let it lay around you, walk with you. But you have nothing to do but rest, breathe, receive, and release. It's easy. There is more light here and more room in this natural world. Who else? Call more. Call all the blossoms of the garden. Call them here. Let yourself be surrounded. Now come back to a focus upon yourself as you breathe. Bring your attention inward. Witness your own light. You are a wonder. There is such movement of grace within you, such strength and beauty. You truly have no idea of all that you are capable of and have shown that already. You are extraordinary with the rebirth and the rebirth and the rebirth that you have experienced. It is entirely within your awareness. Call it up, everything that you have achieved. Every challenge that you have walked through, crawled through, run through. You have climbed mountains. You swam across multiple seas. You lifted humanity more times than you could even know. You have no idea of the grace that you have offered. But this light knows. So as you breathe with your own light now, be aware that you are surrounded, encircled by beings of love. And they are flowing their celebration of you to you. These are the ones that you call upon, the luminous ones, the masters, the medicine teachers, the wise ones, the ancient ones, the angels, the beings that keep the earth, all of these beautiful guides, all resonating at the highest and purest truth, the light that you only point to, the truth that you speak about, that energy, the purity of what is truly one is recognizing you now, the most beautiful blossom in this garden. And they're here to honor and celebrate you. Drink in this light. There is such love here. It is easy to open every pore and to take in more than you can even imagine. This is a validation of what you are. You are made of love. You are made of light. You are absolute beauty. There is courage, strength, and capability. There is the magical potential. It is all here. It has been demonstrated time and time again. There is nothing missing. And you yourself are not missing from this inclusion of this one family. Drink this light in. And they encourage you to listen to the mother, to go into the nature, to go into the holding of Pachamama, and to still, to rest and to breathe in this light, the sustenance, to remember yourself. And then the intelligence will use you more freely. There is no benefit in carrying burdens. And there is no benefit in examining burdens. That is a false human idea. It is time to drink the light, drink the love from the plentitude of assistance that is offered to you, for you are worthy, deserving, and loved beyond measure. It is with the deepest gratitude that the light has come, that the energy of love has resurrected itself more fully within each of you. And that every being, every blossom that you called here with you has also had their own awakening, their own washing of light. And this you may do in your own way. For you are a light bringer and you walk in the light. Let the intelligence guide you. It is with the deepest love and appreciation and gratitude for each one here and for all the light in every form that has come that we let this be. And now remain in the stillness as we wait for our next most beautiful blessing.